Larry Gavin teaches English at Faribault High School. He's had three collections of poetry published by Red Dragonfly Press, and he's a nationally known expert on fly fishing. Here's Larry Gavin.
Chinese poets. Writing with a new pen, I recall the old Chinese poets. The loneliness of raindrops in a dirty puddle skipped over on the way to buy cigarettes at Super America. Those old Chinese poets that always see the world doubled in some sort of parallel reflection. They never need a Marlboro, bad as heroin, a drug introverts take these days, breathing its dragon smoke deep into their shy lungs, and later, after a few months, the needle, more solid than air, slamming it into the blood, mixing with their very soul, their heart, their brain. A needle tracing veins back to the source, becoming two things, the drug and the heart, the drug and the brain, the drug against reflection of any puddle, the prick in flesh like a match, lighted, illuminating desire. I think I'm glad I never started smoking. I mean, because I know I could never stop. The raindrops in a puddle, it must be said, because I looked, reflect a light pole, a Buick, the curb, my shoes. The only way to look is down. The old Chinese poets know that puddles aren't reflecting anything that could possibly be mistaken for an answer. That's it. Just smoke curling like bus exhaust on 7th Street in early November.